Blog Talk Radio.
To recognize us as his Simon. It was 300 years that the white God was worshipped in America while our father was powering under the yoke of slavery. And the white masters would not allow them to go in their church where the white God was worshipped. Is that right? If you have been here 3 centuries without being allowed in the church of the white man where he worshipped a white God and white angel, somebody of some color looks like himself. Then less than 100 years, he have invited you to come in and bow down and worship the God that he worships. I say, my friend, you better wake up. If we are here to represent a savior, and you have already had a savior represented to you, then what savior am I to bring to you? If you had had a savior represented to you by the Christian scholars, then what savior can Elijah bring to you? But I said to you, you have not had a savior represented to you. Don't get angry and go out. I want to talk with you. I'm not freaking out. I just want to talk with you and reason. If you say that Jesus was your Savior, that was born in Bethlehem of Judea 2,000 years ago, and Jesus says, according to the Bible, that he was sent to the house of Israel, and only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, then how do you claim it? You say that Jesus came to the world and that he died for the world, that through him that the world might be saved. Let's see. Are you right there? According to the words of Jesus mentioned in the Bible, he did not even pray for the world. Not to think of dying for it. On his departure from his disciples, he prayed to the Father to teach his disciples that the Father had given to him out of the world. And he prayed to the Father to keep and protect them. And that he says in his own words, I pray not for the world. He prays not for the world and only those that God had given to him out of the world. Believers in the God that he believed in and believed that he was sent from God. That's an intelligent man and an intelligent prayer. Any man that goes and prays to God to keep and protect his enemies is a fool. man is more merciful and more loving than God himself. Because God himself, according to the scripture, he says that he will destroy his enemies and the enemies of his righteous people. Someone is wrong. Let's reason together. You say that your Jesus was born 2,000 years in Bethlehem of Judea, and that your Jesus was a Jew. Now, if your Jesus was born 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem of Judea, and he was a Jew, then let's see. Does the Bible teach you to understand it like that? I don't think so. According to the history of the birth and ministry and death of Jesus, he did never one time visit the black man to the south. Not one time did he venture into Africa. Or even into Egypt to teach. He went to Egypt to get education, but not to teach the Egyptians. Hmm? Egyptians look something like you and I. They are not you. But he says, I am not sent to none but to the house of Israel. Hmm? That makes it pretty clear, don't it? Then if Jesus were a Jew, if he was a Jew 2,000 years ago, and he did all of his work, all of his teaching among the Jews, and not among you or your kind, what are you here just shouting and jumping all over the church for? I don't want to hear no more Elijah Muhammad have to pray, I guess you are saying. I have a little patience. Elijah is your friend. I have a little patience. Let's see. Amen. I bring to you the day of your Savior, and I must clean up that which you claim to be your Savior. We just can't leave that out. We gotta convince you of the truth. I said to you, my friend, Jesus did not represent himself as being a Jew. What says the Jesus over here in the John? He says to the Jews, I know you. You are not the children of Abraham. If you had been the children of Abraham, you would have been the work of Abraham, and you would love me, representing himself as being of the Abraham people. You would love me if Abraham was your father. But you're not Abraham's children. I know your father. Thank you. He said, your father is the devil. And then he also was a child of the devil. Hmm? But not so. Not so. God forbid. He was not a Jew. That is the thing I want to get over to you. He was not a Jew. But yet fit to condemn the Jews for not keeping and obeying the law of Moses and the prophets that were sent to them. But not a Jew himself. I know your father. I beheld your father fall from heaven. You are the children from an outcast. All praise is due to God. You are the children of the enemy of God, whom God cast out of heaven long time ago. And you are that father's children. Not from my side. Not from Abraham's father. No, no. I'm of Abraham's people. And you are not. That one thing has been very, I would say, mystery to the average preacher. How to understand it. I'm here, my beloved brothers and sisters, to bring to you the understanding of it. If I fail to speak the truth and the understanding of that which I refer to in the Bible, or the Holy One, I will say with my life, you are welcome to take this life of mine if I lie. I'll lie or take from the truth. You're welcome to take Elijah's life. But before you take that life, I will give you $10,000 out of my brother's vest pocket for lying. That's just how sure I am of not lying. Let's see, was there a Savior born 2,000 years in Palestine? According to the preparation that was made and the witness bearer of that baby born 2,000 years ago in Palestine, we should have had a world of peace. According to the representative of that place 2,000 years ago, we should not have had any enemies. We should not have had any wars after the birth of Jesus, according to the Bible, if that was the word. Let's see. We read that even the angels went and met the wise men and informed them that in Bethlehem, this day, think of it, a baby is born. The wise men says when they arrived, we have seen his star. They had already been informed that a baby was going to be born. Isaiah, according to the Bible, and according to the way the religious teachers of Christianity teaches it, had prophesied that a virgin would give birth to a baby. And that baby's name shall be called Emmanuel. And that baby would save his people from their sins. Let's see if someone making a mistake now. If he says out of his own mouth that he was sick to the Jews, and he condemned the Jews as not being his people, then that wasn't the man Isaiah was talking about. Could not have been. Because Isaiah says this man will save his people from their sins. The Jews rejected Jesus. And the Jews are still sinners, is that right? they have not been saved from their sins. All right, then. And not even you and I have been saved from our sins since the coming of Jesus. We still are held responsible. My friend, we have something to look into. You have the wrong history there for that man 2,000 years ago. That was not the history for the Jesus that was here 2,000 years ago. That was referring to the man coming in the last day. Can't you think over that? Could they have a Savior sent to them after they had rejected Moses and all the prophets? If God had brought them safely over the flood and had sent them from heaven in the desert where there was no food, think over these things, and had raised them all the way out of the land of Egypt into Palestine. And yet, 2,000 years later, these people are so sinful, so rebellious, against him that he has to make a son to go and act as an intercessor between him and that rebellious people in order to get them back into his love again. Would the God be so foolish? Would the God be so weak that he himself could not convert the Jews? That he has to make a son to convert him? Or to make that son to give his life for their sin so that he could pardon them? Brother and sister, you are absolutely have satisfaction. The white man likes that you have it like that. But Elijah is crying in the wilderness of North America with the truth and don't care. I don't care whether the Pope of Rome likes it or not. I don't care whether the King of England likes it or not. I don't care whether the President and the Congress of America likes it or not. I have been risen up among you to teach you the truth, whether you accept it or not. And I will not hold back one word of that truth. You have been robbed and spoiled. What you look like going up before your slave master's children asking for a permit to preach? You are recognizing them as being the authors of the gospel of your Bible. I say, my beloved brothers and sisters, it's wrong. Read your Bible. Did you find any place in it where there rose up a prophet from God that went to that people whom he was risen up among to warn of the judgment of that God that sent him for permission to teach or preach it? Never will you. No man of God goes and seeks the enemy for charges to deliver his message. I'm not saying that you are not men of God, but don't go to the devil for no permit. Go to the God that sent you. If that God is more powerful than the God of the enemy, of you. Then I said to you, my beloved brothers and sisters, you don't have no right to seek authority from the enemy. One day the FBI asked me, he says, he gives to you that substitute represents you as being his messenger, minister. I said, he gives to me the word and he gives me the Holy Spirit. He said, didn't he give you something else, like a little, like a license or something? I said, the Holy Spirit. That is sufficient. Today, 1958, the year, according to the Christian year, and the 26th day of the month that they call February. According to that time, 81 years ago, he was born for you. And they themselves know about it. They know that what you are preaching today that happened, you think happened 2,000 years ago. They know that, but they don't like that you know it, because this is your salvation and their damnation. That's why they hate Elijah Muhammad, because they know Elijah Muhammad knows this truth. That they have kept hidden from you. God has revealed it to Elijah Muhammad, and Elijah Muhammad is telling you, he's teaching you. They dare not to try and dispute it. They will not come out in the open to dispute with Elijah. They will take Elijah back in the jail, in the cell there, and dispute with him. Well, you can't hear nothing. But they won't dare come out here. No, because they know Elijah knows them. They know Elijah has been taught the true knowledge of them, and he has been taught the understanding of this Bible. Therefore, they don't want to contend with Elijah in this place. They won't contend with Elijah out of your presence. They have talked to me many times out of your presence. But they don't argue with me. They even agree with me. They go so far as to say, it is time that your people know this. But they can't tell you. How can the same man who lied to you and have you going wrong and killing yourself, and many have been killed by that lie, come back now and tell you they are lying to you? No, you'll be ready to kill that kind of fellow. That's right. He can't tell you. But he knows that God has given that knowledge to one of you, and it's up to you to believe it or suffer the consequence. No, Jesus 2,000 years ago are not your Jesus. No, by no means. By no means can he save one finger of yours if it was being cut off. No, not that man 2,000 years ago. He could not save you if you all were lined up out there before the enemy's gun and was mowed down. He couldn't save one of you. Yeah. Not that man that was here 2,000 years ago. I know how you've been taught. Don't tell me how you love him. I know you love him. But I want you to remember this afternoon that Elijah is telling you that he didn't even come to you. He only prophesied of you being lost in the last day, and then he prophesied that God would send you one. He says to you, according to the Bible, over here in a gun, that the Father will send you one. Huh? I go away, meaning I die. But nevertheless, you won't be left without a guide. In that day, God will send you one. Like he sent me to these devils. God will send you one. But that one that he sent in that day will be the last call. And if you won't hear that man in that day, you won't get away with it as the Jews is getting away with not hearing me. Because that man going to get it directly from the mouth of God. And the God is going to be with him, and he with the God, and the God is going to be ready for execution. So execute the wicked. That man in that day and time, he's coming from God. As Moses said, and that day, or rather, the Lord thy God shall raise up from out of the midst of you and of thy brethren a prophet, one like unto me. And if you fail to hear that man, it will be required of you. He won't speak that only what he hears. All prophets in the past came with revelation. Is that right? All prophets in the past, their mission was revealed to them. But according to the prophesy of Moses and Jesus, of the last prophet, he gets his guidance directly from the mouth of God. And that day, I will not write it on parchment. I'm going to write it on the tables of their hearts. Is that right? They all shall know me. Who? Have that ever come to pass? No. It's just coming to pass. They all didn't know him in the day of Jesus. No man has seen God at any time. Is that right? That's what they said in those days. No man has ascended to heaven. Is that right? But he that came from heaven and returned. Okay? But that then Jesus? No. Not that Jesus. He didn't came from heaven, he came from Palestine. I do some of you all think I'm an infidel now. That I can have patience. This is according to your Bible. Jesus was born in Palestine, in Bethlehem. Now, if you declare that he came from some other place other than that, you will have to prove it. If you think that he came from heaven, then where is that heaven? If you would think that he came from hell, well, where the hell?
All faces be Allah. Don't get in faces. Let's contend with each other on the truth.
If now that he were born in Palestine and of a woman, he had this pain, conception of that child as other women. And that child lived here, and that child was killed, and he died, and they buried him as other dead bodies. Is that right? Yeah, but then he rose again. All right, then, if he came from heaven then, and that he was not flesh and blood in heaven, and that he only, God only slipped him through Mary to get him a body. Huh?
Let's now, hold on. Let's talk it over.
If he's gotten his body through Mary. Now, when they killed that body, as the Bible teaches you, then he didn't need that body anymore, did he? He took Israel back into his heavenly body, is that right? Because he only had that as a veil or a shield to cover that body that he brought from heaven. Huh?
Oh, praise the truth.
But according to the Bible, it says when he rose in the same body. And even the body was still wounded. And when he left his disciples, they said they saw him ascending up into heaven. In the same body that Mary gave him. Huh? Then if they didn't see him came from heaven at all, but saw him in the manger. And now they have wounded that body, and they said that wounded body is going on up into the heaven. And a cloud intervened between them. Is that right? And they said Jesus went on back to heaven with a body. Is that right? That he's gotten in Palestine. If we're going to take the word rightly, no one has seen God. No one has been to heaven. But he that came from heaven and ascended back. Well, then, if he didn't bring that body from heaven, he robbed us a little something, is that right?
I know you want to call me infidel so bad.
But reason with me. I'm just preaching your Bible. We didn't see him coming down from out of the clouds to Mary, did we? All right. Then if we didn't see him coming out of the sky to Mary, and yet Mary have produced him, and he's going up in the sky with part of Mary's body.
You know, the average of our people, they don't like Elijah. Because Elijah, because I'm not near sorry. I'm not so hungry. You won't be hungry if you listen to the end of this thing.
wisdom is more valuable to you than food.
Go and come back, if you just have to go.
My beloved brothers and sisters, you have misunderstood the Bible. You have misunderstood the history of Jesus. And the white man likes that you misunderstand.
They like it because that keeps you a slave to them. I say, my friend, it was nothing of the kind. Even that body that he was healed in, it had not left the earth. It's still on the earth. It's embalmed over there in Jerusalem to last for 8,000 years longer than the 2,000 years, and it will be there 8,000 years. The Egyptians embalmed hard by his father, Yusuf, Joseph. That was his real earthly father. Now, you can name him, you know the other father if you want, but that was his real earthly father. I'm going to bring you one from heaven in a few minutes. That one was not the one. I'm going to bring a Jesus from heaven. Just hold your peace.
Now, says the Bible, that this man, Jesus, was the Son of God. If we understand the Bible, it also says Ephraim was the Son of God and was the firstborn of God.
Oh? According to the Bible, even Ezekiel is given the title of the Son of Man. Is that right? He's referred to as the Son of Man. And according to the prophecy of Jesus in the Bible, he refers to a Son of a Man coming to usher in the judgment of the world and seated at judgment. Is that right? Coming to sit as judge of the world, the Son of Man. He was not referring to himself, but a Son of Man. A man whom God will send at the end of the world's time. That he was now preaching to means the white man's work. A man will judge a man. Huh? We're getting someplace now. We're getting knowledge now. What could judge a man other than another man? You have him in knowledge of a man, but a man. Who understands a man's good and evil but another man? Oh, thank you. Therefore, Jesus prophesied that the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father and in the power of his Father. That judges the world and to destroy the sinner. Not to save the sinner, but to destroy the sinner. Oh, praise the Lord. Then we have over here in 2 Thessalonians saying, it would come until that man of sin be revealed. Is that right? All right, my friend, let us move on and get some knowledge out of it. If you contend with me that Jesus 2,000 years ago will return to receive those who believe in him, he's going to have a very few. If he's going to return and to receive you and I, how will you receive the return of that man? How will you know that that is him? As now today, you don't believe in no man that refers
confess himself as being from God. That is, if he looked like you. Well, now, how are you going to receive the return of Jesus? If I would say that I am Jesus, that was there 2,000 years ago, and I have returned, the devil, you that believe in me, you will say, I'm a liar, I would be a liar. Today, you don't believe in no man that represents himself as being from God. That is, if he looks like you. Well, now, how are you going to receive the return of Jesus? If I would say that I am Jesus, that was here 2,000 years ago, and I have returned, the devil, you that believe in me, you would say, I'm a liar, I would be a liar. If I would say to you that I am a messenger, that the other former messenger prophesied to you that would come just prior to the judgment of the world, you will still say, I'm a liar. But I will say that you will have that to prove. The man that is predicted to come according to his work that he do, because the history of that man is written long before ever he's born. His history is written. Then when he comes, if he walks step by step according to that which was written of him long before ever he was thought of. And I say, my friend, if you call him a liar, you will be found a liar. These men have risen up before your face and represented me as being the messenger of God. I will have to prove it to you. Huh? They will have to prove it to you. By what? Huh? By what? That's what. Father will prove it. It is by what, and only what, can it be proven. Not because he said so. If I say that I am he, all right, then I must have witness that I am he. They don't have to just be my witness. That won't work. No, no. They cannot prove it. Only bear witness. But the one that sends messengers must bear witness. If I have thought a quarter of a century here in America have taught you that which you did not know yourself, and have brought you into the light of that which no other man has ever brought you into the light of, you have nothing to fear. If I have opened my mouth in the mouth of the lion, and have said that in the mouth of the lion, that you dare not to say, and the lion has not closed his mouth upon me, you have not any thing to fear or doubt. If I have said to you that I depend fully on him that sent me for my protection, you have nothing to doubt. If you don't protect me, then who is it protecting me? The captive tooth of the lion. All praises to Allah. They have greatly deceived you concerning Jesus of 2,000 years ago. He was only a prophet and the last prophet that was sent to Israel.
Israel have not had a prophet since then. He was the last to the house of Israel.
But he was nothing but a prophet. And he's dead like all the other prophets, like Abraham and all the rest of them. And the white people know that that man is dead. They dare not try and contend with me that he's living. They know he's dead. Let one come here.